Morning, Sam.
Morning, yeah.
Morning, recovery people everywhere. Better late than ever. Morning, Hamish.
Oh. It was a bit of an epic journey last night, wasn't it? So, to get, well, the whole day, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a break and then back from Glasgow, so got back about 11.
Hope everyone's well. It is Monday the 15th of April from Opening Doors Within. How easy it is to lash out at the world situation and complain about it, blaming everyone but yourself for it. It's easy to say, why don't they do something about it? What about you doing something about it? Never sit back and feel helpless and imagine that you can do nothing to help. You can help, and you can start helping right now. You can start by putting your own house in order. You can smooth out all those misunderstandings and try righting those wrongs. You can expand your consciousness so that you are able to see life from a different and wider angle. You can learn to be more tolerant, to be more open, more loving, and to see both sides of the picture. You can start right now banishing all bitterness, criticism, and negativity in your thinking. You will find, as you do your part, you will be helping the whole. But you cannot do it on your own. Do it with my help. Tolerance, more loving, see both sides of the picture. I think it's, you know, really important, even if you've been in for a while, to be empathetic of those that are struggling when they come in. It's very easy, isn't it, to, you know, I remember people just saying to me, why don't you just stop drinking? Do you remember that? Just pack it in, sort your life out. And but you're just feeling so helpless and like, but I can't give it up because it's my crutch and I don't know any different. And that's where you just have to trust, isn't it? You have to.
Why should I give up drinking? Everyone else drinks.
Yeah, we come from that.
Leave me alone.
We come from that wounded place, don't we? Like if a wounded dog is approached, it tends to bite. And it's the same with us alcoholics, you know, we're so full of self-pity and blame and resentment and fear, anxiety, apathy, guilt, shame, you know, just. And, you know, if we can empathise with people and remember, I was in your shoes, I know exactly how you feel, but there are steps that you can take to make you feel better. I promise you.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to give them that bit of hope that, you know, if you're just like cross, I'll stop drinking. You're just ruining everyone's lives. You idiot. You know, that's how people spoke to me, some of them. You know, that's not helpful. But you need a sort of balance, don't you? That sort of balance between, come on now, you can do it, you know. Don't fall back into that self-sabotaging, self-pitying. You know, those are bad for us. You know, this is a solution. I can show you how it worked for me. And that's such a good way, isn't it, of remembering to be in someone else's shoes, I think.
I quite like that idea of seeing things from a wider angle. We talk about having an open mind a lot.
They call it the helicopter view.
You know, having that sort of awareness of, you know, more. Not being seen so much tunnel vision, you know, I mean, just having that kind of.
See the bigger picture.
Yeah, just being able to kind of take things in.
There are some people that really do go through their life not being present. You know, they're fearful, They're just thinking, right, I've got to earn a living, living in lack, you know, not much joy, and, you know, work, and then perhaps get an illness and go. You know, they haven't seen, like, the awakening, have they? We're lucky, in a way, that we got so low that we had to change our ways to appreciate life. And, you know, we were a bit busy, tied up with your mum, but just being in the car and seeing the beautiful scenery refreshes your senses, doesn't it? You know, seeing that landscape, you know, panning out in front of you, you know, all the Scottish hills and mountains and lakes and lochs and waterfalls and, you know, nature's best, wind, rain, sun, water.
Mm.
It's all there, isn't it?
You know, snow in the mountains.
And then you go through, you know, the cities and see how, you know, ugly we've made it. So I think it's really good to refresh, isn't it? And treat your senses to some soothing scenes, you know, to get out in nature. They say G-O-D, great outdoors, you know, connect with that. Yeah. And not get too bogged down in, you know, the ways of the world.
Yeah.
Appreciate life and our health, you know. It's we've got legs, we can walk, you know, eyes to see and senses to perceive, and you can perceive life in a different way depending on your mood, can't you?
Yeah,
it's all about trying to change that perception. And, you know, like we said the other day, gratitude, starting off in the morning and start the day as we mean to go on and find the best in the everyday, keeping present, day at a time.
Very good.
And we got a tick out of Hamish.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. We've got a great little tick implement, haven't
tick,
we?
A tick remover, yeah.
There's lots of deer up
there. It surprises me even at work, you know, but it's like,
it's great.
It does do the job. 255. And listen to it. We're on to. Ah, 263. The achievement of fear and faith. The achievement of freedom from fear is a lifetime undertaking, one that can never be wholly completed. When under heavy attack, acute illness, or in other conditions of serious insecurity, we shall all react to this emotion, well or badly, as the case may be. Only the self-deceived will claim perfect freedom from fear. That's from the Grapevine, January 1962. And then, we finally saw that faith in some kind of God was a part of our makeup. Sometimes we had to search insistently, but he was there. He was as much a fact as we were. We found the great reality deep down within us. That's from the big book, page 55.
What was that last bit? Sorry, only the
only
well.
The self-deceived will claim perfect freedom from fear.
Yeah, I think that's true, isn't it? I think for me it's about awareness of emotions, so recognising when I'm in fear and not trying to escape it. Just acknowledge it and accept it and realise the reasons behind it. You can do a mini step four, you know, put it down on paper in your step 10. And, you know, it's a natural emotion. You know, we have to have fear. Otherwise, you know, we'd walk to edge to an edge of a, too close to an edge of a cliff. But it's when it blocks off the sunlight of the spirit that we need to address it, don't we?
Classic line in the big book, isn't it? 100 forms of fear, self-seeking, selfishness.
Corrode, is that the one? Where it corrodes.
Well, that's a line from a Sleaford Mod song.
Is it?
Corrodes the soul.
Ooh, that's not good, is it?
No. That's not a nice image, is it? your soul being corroded. But that's, I think that that particular line is in relation to, you know, crack cocaine or alcohol.
Yeah, and it does, doesn't it? Make, for me, it made me more fearful and more anxious than it was doing me benefits.
Yeah, it corrodes the body.
Yeah.
And it corrodes the soul.
Well,
so
yeah.
It's not good. Fear, you know, you can hand that stuff over.
Yeah, we have to. When it's too much for us, there's nothing else to do, isn't it? We just have to pray and say, right, okay, I can't handle it. It's too much for my brain. I'm not in charge, I'm not in control. I can't control this situation. I've got to just let it go.
I think that, you know, it's quite a good technique, you know, to hand the fear over, you know, serenity prayer it, thy will be done, and then do some of God's work. You know, help another alcoholic, reach out to another addict, you know, and or help somebody do something useful, take action, you know. If you just say the serenity prayer, thy will be done, and sit there,
you're still in your head.
You're just like, well, I don't feel any different. This is not working. But if you do it and then ring somebody or, you know, go and cut the grass or...
I felt yesterday something was on me, you know, some darkness and fear and a bit of anxiety. And, you know, I thought, right, this, I've got to hand it over, got to get up. And then I thought, right, I thought, I'm self-seeking, I'll go for a swim all by myself. And then I thought, no, go do some service. Go and see who can I help. You know, we've got a little baby or we've got an old elderly mother. You know, and you feel better getting out of self.
Yeah.
It was good. And it's a perfect antidote to getting away from. But
it's faith without works is dead.
But I also think sometimes we have to acknowledge our emotions, not escape them all the time. I think we have to sit with them. Otherwise, you know, if...
Well, you can't hand it over if you haven't kind of acknowledged
it. Yeah. Mm. If we're always trying to remain positive and never, you know, push those feelings down, that then it will bottle up and that's when you need a drink. Or your brain will tell you you want to get out of your head because you haven't processed it. So, you know, sitting, feeling where it feels in the body, acknowledging it, letting it go. Handing it over, prayer, action. We've got a whole system, haven't we?
It's come into my head that there's a Smiths song. I know you don't like the Smiths, but the Shoplifters of the World Unite. Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. And you could change it, the lyrics to, Alcoholics of the world, unite and take over. And because then there's this chorus, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over.
Look forward to the release.
Eh? Aye. Or you could always go with, heaven knows I'm miserable now.
My best friend's husband now used to play that every day through the walls of my small student accommodation,
the
Smiths.
That's why you hate them?
Every day.
Oh my God.
Heaven knows I'm fucking miserable now listening to this.
I was having a fuck job. And heaven knows I'm miserable now.
I'd sort of put on some sort of Whitney Houston instead and start singing that.
Shyness is nice and shyness will stop you from doing all the things in life you ought to.
Thanks.
If there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Right.
Thank you, Al, for
that. I feel better now.
Do you? Good. I'm glad.
Seriously tired, but yeah.
Good. Well, have a lovely day. Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Sam.